7 Nutrition Myths You Should Stop Believing Today. 7 Nutrition Myths You Should Stop Believing Today. 1. Carbohydrates are bad for you. Carbohydrates provide vital energy that is required to fuel your brain and central nervous system. It provides us with the strength to function and move. Carbs do not just supply energy but also help our body to utilize other nutrients. A slice of whole wheat bread contains all essential nutrients including fiber, selenium, folate and manganese. People who diet tend to remove all the carbohydrates from their diet, and as a result, they face low blood pressure, low energy levels, sweet cravings, etc. One must not remove carbs entirely from their diet. If you have to remove anyway, cut down the bad quality carbohydrates. We recommend you to eat good quality carbohydrates consistently for stable blood and energy level, too. Dairy causes inflammation. A lot of times, we have heard that we should not consume any dairy product because it leads to inflammation. Some people often say that dairy can cause skin-related problems such as acne. This may not be entirely accurate. Research has found that fermented dairy products, such as yogurt, kefir, possess anti-inflammatory properties. Dairy products can be a good source of potassium, calcium, vitamin D, and protein. One needs enough calcium and vitamin D to keep their bones in a healthy state. 3. Sugar is unhealthy. Sugar these days is the reason for many health-related issues such as diabetes, obesity, etc. It seems to occupy a place in people's minds as a scary item. Some people believe sugar is toxic, but it is not true. Our bodies use the food eaten, break down into sugars and utilize it in the form of energy. Not all sugars are the same. One should not consume any added sugars and should not entirely remove added sugar from their diet. Our body pays the price for taking too much added sugar in our meals later. To avoid that, one must focus on eating a variety of foods which have naturally occurring sugars like fruits, starchy potatoes, vegetables. These are the foods with sugars that pack vitamins, phytonutrients and minerals. However, if people have serious health issues like diabetes, then they must abstain from all kinds of sugars for detox is healthy. Many significant health and fitness bloggers say that detoxing is essential to remove the toxins from one's body. It is a bad idea because in reality, running a cleansing course can cause severe issues to the body. It eliminates toxins but also removes certain macronutrients and deprives the body of nutrients and energy it needs to run through its processes. We do not have to perform a detox routine. Our liver and kidneys are built-in detoxers that filter our blood and ensure that the body retains what it requires and gets rid of anything that it does not. 5. Burn more than you consume. We are sure you must have heard quite a lot of times that you must burn more calories than what you consume. Focusing on doing so can be harmful to the body. Our body uses a substantial amount of energy daily to support its daily functioning. Things like breathing, blood circulation, maintaining the body temperature, organ functioning, it all requires calories that you have consumed. Limiting the intake of calories to a certain amount or burning more and more can mess with our body's ability to support these processes. It can be harmful mentally, as well as physically. 6. Fresh food is always better. Fresh fruits and vegetables that are in season taste the best, but we should not forget the frozen, dried, or canned foods as well. 7. Eat 5 to 6 meals a day to improve your metabolism. There are many ways to speed up your metabolism, and there are ways that slow it down, even though they shouldn't. The frequency of meals in a day does not affect your metabolism. Research suggests that faster metabolism or weight loss is not achieved by eating about 5 to 6 meals throughout the day. So, if you think eating less